Well, they kind of, ROSC is a cooperative effort amongst those stakeholders to support the recovery community. And what ROSC itself is doing is they're helping coordinate NA meetings, AA meetings, sober living, sober, I don't know about entertainment, but they're doing several activities throughout the year to support recovery and so to acknowledge those and support those that are living in recovery. I think more valuable in a small community where we have limited resources. You know, I deal with folks frequently, you know, that struggle with mental health and also substance abuse disorders. And one of the challenges that we have in a small community is the limited resources available to them. And, you know, where those resources are more prevalent in the larger communities around us, you know, transportation can be an issue. ROSC, you know, and I would divert this to Tony and Maggie to talk more about, but ROSC works at coordinating events, sober living events, and things to celebrate recovery. You know, when I work with these folks or when I interact with these folks who are struggling, one of the messages that I always send is that it's very difficult to change a lifestyle without changing your nouns. And that is your people, places, and things. It's very difficult to go into treatment and come out and return to those same people, places, and things. If you return to the same places and are around the same people, it's very difficult to not become back involved in the same things that you were before. Not everybody has the opportunity to just relocate and start a new life. And so we want to make sure that we have resources, programs available here for them when they come back.